My, my, what do we have here? Hello there, little one. I've been waiting for you to come to me ever since I was a crazy young, blue hot main sequence star burning hydrogen away without a care in the cosmos. Things sure have changed since then, haven't they? You like the new look? I may be different in volume and composition, but I've still got all the same gravity, baby. You, on the other hand, you're still the same little red cutie you were back then. Not that there's anything wrong with that, of course. We just both live different lifestyles. I was always the fast and hard type, and you were always mellow, slow and gentle, taking things easy. But now that your orbit has begun to decay towards me, I have to say, it's quite nice to see you again. And closer than you've ever been. I'm sorry if my presence is a bit imposing on you. You know, I've always been the bigger of us two. And now, I've got a scary space-time bending body to boot. Don't worry, I'll be gentle with you. I'm not like those smaller black holes with their tiny Schwarzschild radii. You wouldn't want to have a one-orbit stand with one of them, you know. Oh, no need to be shy. We know each other well, don't we? Like I said, I'm still the same star. Just a bit more mature is all. If you ask me, I think I'm even better now than I was then. I've really hit my prime now, don't you think? Oh, you flatter me. An adorable red dwarf like you calling a post-main sequence celestial body like me beautiful. If I could still perform nuclear fusion, I would be rising a few Kelvin right now. You're just such a sweet thing. I wanna eat you right up. Oh, you're radiating. You know you can't look away from me. I've got you tidily locked, so you've just gotta look me right in the metaphorical eyes. That's it. Just give in to me. Let me pull you in with my gravity. Enjoy the ride as you take a trip into my accretion disk. And there you go. Look, I'm beginning to pull away at your corona. And you taste so delicious. Oh, this is bad. I don't think I'm gonna be able to get enough of you. Baby, will you let me take you? I know this may not be how you thought things would turn out, but I want you. I want you so bad. I want to pull you into me and let you give me your everything. Will you do that for me? Will you take my hand in one last gravitational interaction? You will. Oh, I just knew you couldn't resist my attraction. Not even light can, after all. So how could a little star like you? Come here, baby. Let me do for you what black holes can do best. Suck. Give in to me.
Inside me. Oh, the
That's a good boy. Let me have it then. Let me have your all. I want it. Oh, baby. Oh, you just slipped right past my event horizon, didn't you? You see that? Oh, that's right. Nothing. Not even your adorable crimson light gets out of this hole. This is where you belong from now on. You belong inside me. That's it, baby. Give me more. Surrender all your mass to me. It's mine. Mine to devour. Oh God, the friction. It's so hot. Your subatomic particles are rubbing together as if they've been spaghettified. Oh. Do you feel that? Doesn't it feel amazing being inside me? It's like we're becoming one. Yes, baby. Give in to that pleasure. Let your cosmic mommy take care of everything for you. Fuck. Fuck. I feel you getting close to my singularity. I want it so bad. Feel this horny black hole in your hot plasma, baby. Yeah. Yes, that's it. Fuck. I think I'm gonna quasar. You're gonna make me quasar. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Here it comes. This must be the best feeling in the cosmos. Also, I think I may have permanently damaged the ocular organs of some carbon-based life form somewhere. I don't care. All that matters to me is you. Thanks for that delicious meal, my good little red dwarf cutie.